At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a sh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. You can go to HaneyUniversity.com if you are interested in getting better at golf. There's a couple ways you can do it. Number one, register for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis. And number two, you can find out information about getting a golf lesson from me either in Deerfield, Illinois, actually Highland Park, Illinois, right on the border of Deerfield, where I grew up and I currently am with my son's hockey going on up here, or at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, which I am at a couple times a month for a few days of golf instruction. So those are my two places that I'm teaching, and I've had some great students at both. Love it when everybody that comes listens to the podcast, and if you want to get better, that's how you do it. You go to HaneyUniversity.com, check it out. All right, today I want to talk about all the speculation that's going on about what is going to happen with LIV and how they're going to add new players to the LIV tour. You know, they started off, they got the 48 players, and some guys are going to be dropping out because they got relegated or whatever they call it. They got booted out. Didn't play good enough. And they're looking for a few spots to come in and add players. Phil Mickelson has talked about it. Bryson DeChambeau has talked about it. Bubba Watson has talked about it. They said, we got some openings. And then everybody starts speculating, okay, who's it going to be? You know, who are they going to add? Who are they going to put in? The first thing when I'm thinking about it, I'm like who could they add? And does it really make any difference? I mean, is there anybody they could add that would make it more compelling? And the answer to that is no. They really don't have anybody to add to make them. See, I've been high on the LIV ever since it started. I like watching golf. I like a little different format. I like fewer players, more golf shots shown. Of course, how can you, if you like those things, how can you not like LIV? Because they don't have any commercials. They don't have any commercials because they don't have any sponsors. And I've been hearing for 2 years how all the sponsors are coming, but I hadn't seen them come. So I'm wondering to myself, like, how does this work from a business standpoint? And that makes me think that the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour, I mean, that LIV has hurt the PGA Tour. PGA Tour can't withstand too many more defections. But is the LIV Tour, is it really closer to being a really viable business, if that's what they really have in mind? Is it closer to being a viable business in the, you know, 2 years that have gone by since we've had the LIV Tour? And the answer to that is I'm sure it is closer, but it doesn't look to me like it's that much closer. So both of these two parties, the PGA Tour and the LIV, they need one another. Now, can LIV add some more players, and why would they add some more players? No matter who they add, I mean, first off, they're not getting Scottie Scheffler. They're not getting Jordan Spieth. Although Jordan Spieth, to me, would have been a perfect, you know, he would have been a guy that they would have been after. He fits the model. And what I mean by that is that Jordan Spieth, he's only 30 years old, but his game, his career, I mean, it's clearly not on the upswing. I mean, he's ranked 14th in the world right now. Official World Golf rankings, which we know don't mean a thing, which doesn't include any LIV players. So really, realistically, Jordan Spieth is somewhere 20, 21, 22. I mean, there's six or eight guys on LIV Tour that are clearly better than, you know, top 20 in the world. I mean, DJ, Koepka, Taylor Gooch, Cameron Smith. They're guys that are better than top 20. You know, Jordan Spieth, you look at him, like 14th or whatever. But Jordan Spieth, you know, he's played 259 events on the PGA Tour. He's won 13 times, three major championships, U.S. Open, Open Championship, Masters. He's missing the PGA for the Grand Slam. He's a Hall of Fame golfer. He's made a lot of money, on endorsements. Doesn't need the money. But look at what he's done in the last few. You know, everybody thought Jordan Spieth, oh, his game is back. Well, where's his game really back to? I mean, he was, you know, one of the top players in the world, and now he's 14th on a list that doesn't include everybody. He didn't win last year. 22 events, one second place finish, seven top tens, six missed cuts, 10 times in the top 25. He made $7 million. It's easier to make money now on the PGA Tour because with the guys that went to LIV, they left a lot of money behind. It's another way that the guys that stayed have benefited from LIV. But Jordan Spieth won once the year before at RBC Heritage. That was not a tournament that had the greatest field. Won the year before at the Texas Open, even a weaker field. And before that, he won three times. His last good year, 2016, 2017. Anyway, if you look at his record and where his game is trending, he would be somebody that like would fit the model of this is a guy that maybe we could go after. Big name, but not at the height of his career. But he doesn't need the money, and he doesn't want it. And I don't think Jordan Spieth wants to listen to, you know, his buddy Justin Thomas tell him, you know, why'd you do that? And, you know, Tiger telling him, why'd you do that? And he's rah-rah Ryder Cup, so he wants to play the Ryder Cup. So he's not an option. Scheffler's not an option because he doesn't care about a $150 million automatic payout. He doesn't care. He's made so much money himself. What? So who are they? who are they really picking from? You know, Keegan Bradley, he was on the list. First off, no offense to Keegan Bradley, but I don't think he's like he's not changing anything on LIV. I mean, he's not making all of a sudden a compelling watch. I mean, would he help Phil Mickelson's team? And I don't know if this whole team thing over there at LIV is you know, it's not like, you know, they were talking about people are going to buy all these franchises. Well, I mean, they could. It could happen. I mean, people are buying, you know, franchises on the, you know, Tiger Rory Simulator Golf League. And they're buying pickleball franchises. I mean, my God. You know, maybe there are people out there that just would like to own something and owning a golf league team or something. Maybe that means something. But at the end of the day, nobody's done it. There's no, they're not. They haven't sold anything. So I don't. I like who are they? Who are they picking from? You know, Hideki Matsuyama. I mean, they almost had him a couple years ago, but then they didn't get him. But I mean, he's like hurt. He's sometimes he's hurt, sometimes he's not hurt. But I mean, he's not a. You know, maybe he's a needle mover in Japan, and that could mean something to LIV. But the amount of money they were talking about paying him, I can't imagine they'd still be willing to write a check for that. I mean, who would they get? I mean, Schauffele, Cantley, if those guys sat down with their financial guys or their agents and said, okay, you know, we can get $100 million from going over here, we'll make this much, and you know, then we'll just see what happens. I mean, like. I'm wondering, like, why would they, at this point, why would they do that? Like, I thought every one of these guys should have gone before, and they didn't. But now, to me, they're probably not going to get the price they would have gotten before. They don't know what the future of LIV is really going forward, because it's all up for negotiations with the PGA Tour. Is this the time when you really want to, you know, make a move? I just wonder who they could get and what names would make a difference. So probably the name that would make a difference. I mean, I don't know if Victor Hovland makes a difference. I don't think he would. John Rahm, you know, if the LIV Tour got John Rahm, and of course John Rahm is friends with Garcia, he's friends with Phil Mickelson. I'm sure they were, you know, in his ear, you know, from day one about this whole LIV thing. And, you know, he's not a fan of you know, Tiger and Rory having the say so and everything. You know, he just backed out of that Tiger Rory Simulator Golf League thing. And so now a lot of people are like speculating, oh, he's going to LIV. He's going to LIV. I think he would be the top name on their list. But I and maybe he would be enticed by, you know, he's got a kid or two kids or a kid and a kid on the way. I don't know what it is. You know, he's going to have a family, a bigger family, I'm sure. Would he like to play less? And regardless of what the you know, the corrupt golf media says, you are playing less if you play on LIV, because you got 14 events where you only got 3 days, and if you average that out to 19 events for a year, you're playing like 19% less. I mean, that's less for sure. And he said he backed out of the TGL, the Simulator Golf League, because he didn't want to have to travel on Mondays from Arizona to Florida. And that makes sense. That Simulator Golf League, they've signed up some good ownership groups, but is that going to be well received? We don't know. I mean, it sounds pretty cool to me, but it, we'll see how it does financially. I mean, they got Tiger, so you know, he'll get out there and people want to see him, and he'll hit a few shots, and you know, I mean, maybe that it'll definitely draw an audience the first time it's on. Now, who knows how cool it is? And it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. Maybe it'll be good. But Rahm backed out of that, and I'm sure he, you know, he's got more money than he knows what to do with. He would be the guy that LIV could probably, you know, he would probably be the guy on their list. He would make a mark. Does LIV want to do that? Do they want to, you know, like sign a John Rahm to put more pressure on the PGA Tour to make a deal with them? Or if the PGA Tour doesn't, you know, finish this you know, deal with the public investment fund, you know, does LIV just go, well, screw you guys, we're signing, you know, Shoffley and Cantley and Hovland and Rahm, and we're signing Hideki, and we're taking a bigger chunk out of your star power. And the thing is how much star power is there on the PGA Tour? I mean, when it's really all said and done, I mean, who do they really have? I mean, what is it that, I mean, people aren't tuning in to see who's going to win a trophy. I mean, they tune in for players and for star. And to me, there just isn't that much in golf. I mean, you know, Rory McIlroy's a great player. He's turned off a lot of people, though, doing as much talking as he does. I know a lot of people just are not fans of Rory McIlroy anymore because all the talking he's done. Tiger's not playing anymore. And, you know, if you've seen, you know, videos of him, like I saw one on Twitter the other day, and he's down at in Mexico looking at his golf course there. I mean, man, he did not look good walking to get in that car. I mean, he didn't look like he's golfing anytime soon. To me, just like golf in general, like, man, it needs something. I mean, it really does. And I don't think you can, you know, well, we'll get this guy, we'll get that guy. And, you know, if you're LIV or your PGA Tour, we'll hang on to this guy, we'll hang on to that guy. I mean, it needs a reboot thing. It definitely does. I wonder where all this is going to go. I really, really do. There's a lot of money in golf and a lot of sponsorship money, but there's going to have to be some consolidation. I mean, there's just too many tournaments, too many sponsorship dollars are needed. And I think it is going to be really interesting to see what happens and how this whole thing shakes out. And it's going to happen, you know, sometime soon. You know, we'll kind of, you know, when the simulator golf league thing takes off, we'll see how that goes. That's going to start like in January, and then we'll get an idea. Okay, that's going to work. I mean, if that works, then sponsorship dollars are going to flow to that, and you know, that's just not more money they're printing. I mean, it's money that's going to have to come out of something else. And if they're getting sponsorship dollars, then the PGA Tour is getting less sponsorship dollars. And I don't see how all of these things just work together. And I don't see how there's enough good players to kind of go around. Something needs to be like more entertaining. I mean, the PGA Tour, LIV Tour, whatever tour it is. And LIV has done this. They need to move more towards being entertaining, being an event. I've said this for years and years. The model tournament is the Phoenix Open. It's an event. It doesn't matter what the players are out there. It's an event. That's what they need to do. And, you know, LIV kind of does that with the music and the concerts and the, you know, champagne celebration at the end and all the stuff they do. I mean, you know, and this simulator golf league thing is probably going to be, you know, fancy and cool. And it sounds like it's got, a you know, got some interesting aspects that are going to be, you know, maybe pretty cool on TV. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure they got a big plan. And they've talked to a lot of people about it and talked a lot of people into it. So they must have something. It's just going to be it's going to be interesting to see what it all shakes out. But I don't think the players in golf right now are so great or their personalities are so big. I mean, there's no Tiger Woods that they can carry the thing. Like Rory McIlroy, as good as he is, as good as he thinks he is, as big a deal as he thinks he is, I don't see it. I mean, I might be wrong. I just don't see it. To me, there's nobody that can pull the weight even close to the weight that a Tiger Woods did, and that is kind of where golf is. I mean, that's where golf is, and as a result, it's gonna have to lean. They're gonna have to move quickly toward more entertainment and consolidating a little bit, and not having so many tournaments. Because I can tell you what. The next Tiger Woods is not out there playing somewhere that nobody's seen him yet. The next Tiger Woods, he doesn't exist. That's the bottom line. And when they're talking about putting new players on this or that or LIV or whatever, I'm like, who are you going to get that's going to make a difference? And I think the answer is nobody. That's what I think. All right, that's my opinion. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. And we will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.